Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I want to share with you some of the economic insights from the week of February 15th through the 19th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. The interplay between financial markets, the Federal Reserve, and the real economy may decide how the economy fares this year. Stock markets are starting to stabilize after several steep corrections. The Federal Reserve probably won't move interest rates in March, but the rise in core CPI strengthens the hand for further increases going forward, potentially starting in June. How the consumer reacts will be pivotal on whether the economy heads back to its 2% recent trend growth or falters into near recession conditions. Last week's data highlight focuses on housing. Despite a setback, overall builder sentiment is still indicative of steady growth for housing. The NAHB Index of Builder Confidence fell from 61 in January to 58 in February. Home builders are less optimistic about housing market conditions than they were last month, but the index still holds at a level consistent with an industry poised to achieve further gains in 2016. The fundamentals for housing are still solid: healthy employment, and rising wages. 30-year fixed mortgage rates are at the lowest level since April of 2015. New home sales rose an impressive 11% in December, and the inventory-to-sales ratio, at just 5.2 months, bodes well for housing. A ratio below 6 months suggests that builders may need to accelerate building activity. Weather can certainly play a different tune in some years, but the spring should bring a greater surge in building activity. On the international front, China's government is stepping up support for its economy by ramping up spending and is considering new measures to boost bank lending. The nation's chief planning agency is making more money available to local governments to fund new infrastructure projects. The National Development and Reform Commission plans to offer over 400 billion yuan each quarter for infrastructure development, which is twice last year's spending. In the meantime, China is discussing lowering the ratio of provisions that banks must set aside for bad loans. Bank loaning surged in January, suggesting that the 6 interest rate cuts China made recently are starting to flow through the economy. This highlights some potential trouble as the nation's state banks will open up the credit spigot at the same time authorities are promising to rein in the nation's growing debt pile. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we start with the Conference Board's Index of Consumer Confidence releasing its February report on Tuesday, February 23rd at 10 a.m. Eastern. The index is expected to decline a point or two. We think the turmoil in the financial markets and the weaker employment report could influence confidence. January existing home sales will be released on Tuesday at 10 a.m. We expect to see the January number down a couple of percentage points compared to December. This will reverse some of the big 50% increase seen in December. The weather was generally not as favorable this January compared to December. January new home sales will be released the following day on Wednesday, February 24th at 10 a.m. New home sales are forecast to drop from 544,000 homes at the end of 2015 to about 520,000 home sales. This will reverse some of the 53,000 unit increase that we saw in December. Note that the new home sales are very choppy from month to month and are subject to large revisions. The January Durable Goods Report will be released on Thursday, February 25th at 8:30 a.m. It is our hope that the durable goods have nowhere to go but up. However, even if the top line figures are positive, the underlying details may still remain weak. January personal income and spending will be released on Friday, February 26th at 8:30 a.m. Personal income is projected to have increased close to 0.5% in January, slightly better than the 0.3% advance seen the previous 2 months. Spending should stay strong based on the jump in utility usage we saw in the industrial production report. The PCE deflator is likely to be relatively unchanged, but the core index, when you exclude food and fuel items, should increase a couple of percentage points for the month. And finally, the revised estimate for Q4 GDP will also be released on Friday at 8:30 a.m. We look for real GDP to be revised downward, but remain positive. Last month's initial estimate showed growth of just 0.7%. The bulk of the revision is likely to come from inventories. A smaller buildup of inventories bodes well for production later in 2016, but we expect to see inventories weighing down the first quarter results as well.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.